Does it ever seem like there are so many people doing what you do that it feels impossible to get noticed, let alone build a thriving business in such a crowded space? With the rapid growth of the online coaching world, it often can feel like there are just too many people all trying to do something similar for you to ever really be able to stand out, share your message, and attract the right people to your work. Well, today is the day all that changes, because in this episode, I'm sharing the three things you need to stand out in a crowded industry, no matter what that industry is. So stay tuned. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Flow Business Podcast. I'm Sean, your host, and this is your place to build a business that excites you, not overwhelms you. Today, we're talking about what to do when you are in a crowded industry, because chances are you're in a crowded industry. We all kind of are at this stage of the game, and that's okay. Now, notice, I'm not saying oversaturated. That is a completely different thing and really a completely different mindset. So if you are thinking that your industry is saturated or oversaturated, we have some mindset shifts to make first before we even get into what we're talking about today. So think about it this way. If you were in a saturated industry, that would mean there's no room for you, no one needs your help. Everyone that has the problem you help solve has been solved. There is no more of that problem. And that's definitely not the case. No matter what type of coach you are, what type of practitioner you are, what type of service you provide, I think I am safe in saying that in that niche that you have in your industry, there are still people who need help. There are still people who are out there searching, have the problem, want the solution, are trying to find a way to solve that problem or trying to find a person to help them solve that problem. If you are in an industry where everyone has been helped, find another industry right now. But I really don't think that's the case. I don't think that is where you are. So it's not a saturated or oversaturated industry. There are lots of people who still need your help. You just need to connect with them. They are out there looking for you, and they just need to find you. So we are not in an oversaturation situation. We are in a crowded situation. And I feel pretty confident in saying that most niches, most industries within this helper type space probably are somewhat crowded. And that's kind of for you to know and determine for yourself based on what you're doing, who you're helping, and how you're helping them. And if it feels crowded to you, if it seems like there is less and less room, if there are more and more people coming out and you noticing more people doing what you're doing and having similar messaging, similar problems they're solving, similar dream clients they have, then you may start feeling like you are in a crowded market. So that's what we're talking about today. I got the idea for this episode by what I noticed in Tucson, where I am currently at, having a little experience in wintering or being a snowbird here in Tucson, where it's warm and beautiful and sunny all day. It's just been so nice. But Tucson, if you have never been, is big. It is a very big city in Arizona, USA, and very sprawled out. So big city, lots of shops, lots of businesses, lots of restaurants, tons of stuff to do, tons of stuff going on. It's really great if you're into that thing. What I noticed is the amount of coffee shops. I love going to coffee shops, so it's always something that I notice right away as I'm exploring a new city. So the first thing I notice is how many there are. Like, I Google it, I do a Google Maps of coffee shops near me once I get to my Airbnb, and there's a ton. And not only that, there are a ton of different ones. So there are a ton of little local coffee shops, but then also like tons and tons of Starbucks. there's like a Starbucks on every corner. It's kind of amazing how many Starbucks could possibly be in one city. And I know there are other cities in this world that have a similar situation that you probably have seen or can relate to with just like all the coffee shops. And you would think in this case, so as I'm kind of driving around and seeing all these Starbucks, but then seeing all these local coffee shops, and the local coffee shops, some are like really modern and hip. Some are very like artsy and boho. There's just a coffee shop for every single person. It is a crowded industry. I think anyone coming here who would want to start a coffee shop would really have to do their market research and be like, yeah, this is a crowded industry. But when they continued on with that research, they would see that all of those coffee shops are thriving. And I noticed this too, and I really noticed this everywhere I go when it comes to coffee shops. There are a lot of people in those coffee shops at all times of the day, even when you wouldn't think people would want caffeine, like at night. There are still people in these coffee shops. So clearly these businesses are thriving. Yes, it is a crowded market. However, Starbucks still feels the need to have like 100 in one city, plus all of these local coffee shops are opening up and doing really well. So yeah, there are a lot of coffee shops. It is a crowded industry, but it's not oversaturated, or else they wouldn't have customers and they would probably have to close. So now you can see the difference between crowdedness and saturation. Crowdedness, many of us are in a crowded industry, means there are a lot of people doing something similar to what we do. And there's a lot of content around that. There's a lot of content out there. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of noise and competition, I guess you could call it, if that's how it feels for you. I personally don't, but if it feels like that for you, then that's a truth for you, and that's okay. So then the question arises, how the heck am I supposed to stand out from this noise, from all these other people doing something similar and creating all this content? How can I get people to notice me and my work when there is so much else out there? So many other people doing what I do. And first of all, I have to tell you, I get it. I am in a very crowded industry, very, very, very crowded industry. Not sure if you've noticed yet, but there are lots and lots and lots of business coaches out there. A lot of people doing something very similar to what I'm doing and teaching about a scalable business, this one-to-many business model that I know and love and use and teach. There are a lot of other people who know, use, love, and teach that too. And, you know, I hear from people all the time who are like, I clicked on your ad because I was interested in what you were saying. And then I was bombarded with hundreds of other ads the next time I went on to social media. Like, it's out there. I am not the only one. I'm not the only one running ads. I'm not the only one creating content around this. And it's very clear. I knew that from the get-go. As soon as I was starting down this road and creating the Signature Program Lab and starting to talk about this kind of business model, I knew that already. But I kept going because even though I'm in a super crowded market and there are tons of people doing what I do, I have something unique. And you do too. So for me, the most common feedback I get by far, like this is something I hear multiple times a week, is that I spoke to them. Something about what I said and my approach resonated with this person, the person emailing me or messaging me. They've taken so many webinars before. They've been thinking about doing this for a long time and never pulled the trigger. And this was the first time it felt right to them. This was the first masterclass that spoke to them. I was the first coach who resonated with them. Now, I'm not saying this to brag, although it is something I'm very proud of. So I guess maybe I am patting myself on the back for it, I guess. But I'm truly, really only telling you that because you have the power to have the exact same response from your people. And that's what I want to talk about today. That is something that you have. That is something that you have the ability to do. And that's why I'm sharing what the feedback I get is, because that to me is really what A, is helping me stand out from the crowd, and B, is helping me have this thriving, successful business in a crowded market and with a smaller audience than some of my, let's call them peers, the people doing something similar to what I do, being able to stand out in this crowded market with the type of peers that I have. I guess we can say it that way. So clearly I'm doing something different. What am I doing differently than others in my industry that is allowing me to stand out? There are three things. Two are teachable. One is not teachable. Okay, so we're going to go through the first two teachable ones first. Number one, my words. My words. My messaging. Obviously, this is something that we talk about over and over and over again here. This is figuring out exactly what your dream clients need to hear, what they will resonate with, what matters to them, and using that everywhere, really making that what you stand for, giving yourself a little bit of an edge, because what you stand for is probably not the same as your peers when you really do the work to figure it out. A lot of people are staying really surface level with their messaging, with what they stand for, with the work they do and how they talk about the work they do. And when you stay surface level, you stay just like everyone else, if I'm being totally honest, because a lot of people are staying surface level, which means a lot of people all start sounding the same. And it's when you go deeper, when you take the time to do the real work that you need to do to truly understand your person, that is when you start getting these emails and these comments and these messages about what you said really resonated with me. And if you have ever resonated with anyone about anything, you know that immediate feeling of trust and respect, and you probably will continue to want to hear what that person has to say. And if it's a purchasing decision, you're probably going to feel pretty comfortable making that decision because of this feeling of resonance. So that just shows the power of your words and how incredibly important they are in a crowded industry or in a crowded market. And if you are dragging your feet on really doing true messaging work, you are not going to stand out. I don't want to sugarcoat it. You are going to sound like everyone else. You have to be the one to take it to the next level. You have to be the one that cares enough to do that work and to really get into the heart of your person in a unique way. And all it takes is really thinking about it from a different perspective. And of course, you know, I talk about this, I teach this, I have an entire masterclass on this. It is just such a big deal, and it's something that really isn't that challenging, won't even really take that much time. I will say it's something that's always kind of in the forefront of your business because you're always refining as you learn and grow. You just continue to refine and refine your messaging, but it's not something that like takes months of time to do. It's like a day, a week, maybe, where you're really, really doing that work and figuring it out. And then you have this new direction to go with your people that will really connect with them. So if you need help, I'll link to my program that will help you with your messaging in the show notes. But let me go back to my situation as an example. So in my case, many of the people doing what I do really focus on making more and more and more and more money, becoming a millionaire, traveling the world in luxury, getting a fancy car, getting a fancy handbag, getting a fancy house, never working, hiring a big team, etc. And there are plenty of people where that is what really resonates with them. But my people, that's not me. So that's not really who I would want to work with. So my people are different. My people are the people that want more free time for their hobbies, for their workouts, for their family, for their own self-care, to take care of themselves again. They want to enjoy a cozy day at home without any obligations or appointments on their calendar. They just honestly want to take a breath sometimes. They want room to breathe. They want space. They care about the people they're helping. They want to put out good, intentional work. They want to help more of those people, but they really want to be this very meaningful helper while still having the space and time to take care of themselves and their family and to have time for the things they love. That's a whole different story, a whole different message than travel the world in luxury and with your fancy handbag. So some people that want the luxury travel and the fancy handbag are going to say, oh, this person just cares about like having a free day without anything on their calendar. I don't care so much about that. I'd rather figure out how to travel in luxury and how I can have a signature program do that. Cool. Go over to that person. Now, the person that is like, I'm burnt out and I just want some space and time and freedom, they will come to me and they will resonate with me. And so you can see how really in both cases, that is a very specific person that really took the time to get to know, really had to uncover what is important to them, what drives them, what's their dream, how do they want their future to be and look like, what would make them feel like they've made it, like this is really what they've always wanted that has finally come true. In both cases, that work had to happen. They just came out totally different. Even though we're in the same market, we have the same type of offer, but we have totally different people. And by knowing that and by using our words to connect with those people, we both individually get those people who say, I resonate, I want what you have, I want what you're offering. What you're saying is right up my alley. It's like you're in my head. Both of us do that, but in completely different people. And that is when you stand out in a crowded space because of how you are talking to your person, which is not everyone who is looking for that kind of coach, that kind of practitioner. So when your dream clients go to your social media, go to your website, what are they seeing? What are they reading? What are they connecting with? What are they feeling? Will they see your unique messaging? Will it stand out? That is the ultimate test. You have to go to every piece of content that you create, everything you have out there in your business, and do that test. Really ask yourself from the perspective of the person that you want to attract, what will they see, think, feel? And is that what you want them to see, think, and feel? Your website is a great place to start with this, to really understand the words that you want to use in your business, because obviously websites are mainly words, and they're also a place where people very quickly either decide, yes, I want to know more from this person, or no, I'm clicking off and finding the next person. So it's a really good place to test your messaging and just know if it resonates with the right people. You will get messages from people who land on your website if it resonates. And that is how you can really test it. The ultimate test, I guess. If that is something that you think you need more guidance around, right now I'm hosting my free Website That Works masterclass. It's this week only. So if you're listening to this when it airs, you have a few more days to catch it. If not, just be on the lookout, get on the waitlist for when it comes back out. But you can do so at seanminor.com/webclass. Again, this week only, I'm sharing the three really simple kind of, let's call them word strategies. They're copy strategies, but let's call them word strategies that you can use and just kind of infuse in your website quickly and easily to have that resonance with people, to really make your website go from like bland and basic, kind of thrown together, like word vomit of what you do, into this place where people are like, oh my gosh, this person gets me. I'm really feeling this. I want to click and learn more. It's so simple to make that change. And if your website's not doing that for your business, be sure to check out that masterclass while it's still available. Again, it's free this week only, which is the end of February 2024. If you're listening to this when it airs, check that out. SeanMiner.com/webclass. I'll link to that in the show notes. All right, let's move on to the second thing that will help you stand out in a crowded industry, which is your system. So another comment I get a lot is how smoothly my system is and what a good experience my people had, my audience had with my entire flow, my entire process. User experience, that is what we're talking about here. It is very important, especially in today's world where there's just a lot of opportunity to be a part of webinars and attend challenges and be a part of free communities and get emails sent to you from your favorite people. There's a lot of everything we do in online business. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of access to that. And so it just makes user experience that much more important with how crowded the industry is getting. So how your people feel and think about the experience they had with you matters, and it influences their buying decision and their trust in you. I'm not really going to spend too much time here because honestly, there's not really much I can do or say in like this audio podcast format. It really needs to be an over-the-shoulder kind of thing, showing you step-by-step how to set up a really nice flow for the systems in your business, for the tech side of your business. And that's what I do in Signature Program Lab and in Aligned Launch Lab. So you have options if you need help with that. But I want to explain why. I want to make sure you understand why it's so important and what that would look like. Now, let me make this very clear. Your system doesn't have to and won't ever be perfect. I hope you all know at this point that I'm all about taking messy action. But messy isn't the same as sloppy. Sloppy to me gives off this I don't really care vibe, which I know none of you feel that way. But and I don't think it's even intentional if people are being sloppy, but it does give that off if you are on the opposite end and you are experiencing a sloppy system. It kind of feels like, oh, they just didn't take the time to really care that much about making this a better experience for me. Messy is different. Messy is like, there's typos, you missed a period at the end of this sentence, it doesn't really look that great, that you wish you would have used a different color, or, you know, it wasn't centered, things like that. Messy action is more about not waiting for things to be perfect to put them out there, because perfection is our biggest form of procrastination. That's messy action, which I'm all about. Sloppy action equals poor user experience, which is what we don't want. And a lot of people are doing things sloppy, if I'm going to be totally honest. Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people in your industry, which means when you do things well, people notice. And that is why I get these comments of how everything worked so smoothly and everything just seemed like it was really functioning well. It was a really good experience because people have, when they come into my world and they are in my masterclass and they're getting my freebies and they're getting my emails, they are also in other people's and they have been for a while. They've probably taken at least 10, if not 100 masterclasses before mine. And so for them to actually say this was different, that really mean something, because that means the user experience in the ones prior were not up to snuff. They were sloppy. So when you do things well, people notice. To me, it shows you care. It shows you put thought into their experience. And when you do that, also in this like subconscious level, which they may not even realize, it also gives them a sense of what it's like working with you. Because if you put thought and care into their experience outside the world, imagine the thought and care you put in when they are your clients. And that is something that, like I said, happens on a subconscious level, but is super important to their purchasing decisions. So the takeaway here is to really consider how your audience will experience every single step they take as they become part of your world, as they get more and more and more integrated into what you do and your world and how you connect and continue to connect with your people, whether they are paying clients or not yet. So things like the emails that you send, the flow of your website, the flow of your funnel, which I don't really use the word funnel that often. I think it kind of feels too salesy and icky, but it's really like the process of when someone does give you their email address, then what happens next? What is the flow that they will go through? Are they just ghosted for 2 months until you decide to send another email? Sloppy. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but that's what we have to really come to terms with. That doesn't feel good to your people, right? So what feels like a good user experience? They want to continue getting stuff from you. They just signed up to get stuff from you. So then ghosting them probably wouldn't feel all that great. The other touch points they have with you, if they do email you or if they do DM you or send you a message, what does that feel like when they receive something back, or if they do receive something back? How often they hear from you, the quality of your content and what you say, what happens after they sign up for your freebie, what happens after they sign up for your paid offer. All of these things create the user experience, which is really all about your system. So you have to consider your entire flow, and so much of your flow depends on technology. That is how we can have this whole really amazing user experience that doesn't require you being on 24/7 giving everyone this like personalized experience, because you just can't. As much as we all want to, I would love to be able to connect with every single one of you just one, as soon as you sign up for a freebie or do anything on my website or anything. That'd be great. I would love that. But it's just not humanly possible for me. And especially if we're trying to have a little more of a flow business, that's not possible. But you can use the beauty of technology to still create this amazing personalized user experience for your people, no matter what stage they come at you from, no matter how long it takes them to go from being on the fence to being a paid customer, all of that stuff, everything single touch point needs to be considered. And, you know, once, because of the beauty of technology, once you've done it once, it's a system that is set up to do that over and over and over again for every other person. Still having that amazing user experience, not taking a bazillion hours a day for you. So that's what I really mean. And that's why I said, like, there's only so much that I can say here to show you how to have this really nice user experience by way of your system, because so much of it is tech. You know, we have the messaging that goes into it, into the emails and onto the website and all that stuff. But then after that, it's the technology that delivers it in a really nice way that feels really good and really connective for your audience. So that's where Signature Program Lab comes in. That's where Aligned Launch Lab comes in, to show you like the over the shoulder, look at what I'm doing on my screen, to show you how to set up the tech behind it. All right, moving on to number three, the one I cannot teach you how to do. And that is your energy. I can't teach that, but I can remind you of it. You already have this inside of you. It's just a matter of bringing it out and letting it shine, letting your unique vibe, your unique spirit, your unique energy shine through in your work. And it's all because you are being you, genuinely you. And when you do that, you will make an imprint and impression on the right people that honestly, not even they can describe. No one understands why they're drawn to you, why what you said really spoke to them, why they just feel like this intuitive hit that it's the next step for them. It's all because of your energy. And that is the one thing that will absolutely be unique from every single other person out there in your industry, no matter what. This is your unique imprint. And that connection is what sets you apart from the rest, no matter what. It has to, because it is yours and yours alone. What I see is this inhibition from letting your uniqueness, your authenticity really shine, and not truly letting yourself be yourself because of one thing, and that is your mind. Your mind is getting in the way of your vibe. So you're worried about the industry being saturated. You're worried about how you're going to get noticed. How are you going to get people to buy from you? If you can really make this business work, can you really make enough money to have this be a full-time thing? You're trying to stand out. You're trying to say the right thing. You're trying to do the right thing. You're trying to do it all perfectly. You're trying to sound professional. You're trying to make sure people know you know what you're talking about. You're trying to keep up with what everyone else is doing. You're trying to do exactly what you've been told to do. Exactly what someone else said is the only way to do it. So can you see what I'm getting at? The stories, the beliefs, the fears, the doubts, everything going on in your head is keeping you from expressing yourself fully in your business, truly letting your light shine and letting your vibe be the thing that attracts the right people to you. And this is happening a lot to a lot of people. There's so much fakeness, for lack of a better word, so much fakeness out there simply just because people are doing what they think they're supposed to do, what someone told them to do, or they're putting on this mask and not sharing who they truly are because they don't want to ruffle any feathers or turn people away. They want everyone to be their dream client. They just want people to want to work with them so badly that they won't take a stand on anything, or they won't be different than anybody else. And when you do that, obviously, you don't attract anybody, right? It's the opposite of what our minds think. So as this coaching industry grows and more people are coming into this space, I just see more and more of a lack of authenticity. I don't really see a whole lot of vibes out there. I don't see a lot of people shining out there because it's all like the bigger it gets, the more robotic it all becomes. And then everyone struggles because no one's really having that true connection that you can only get with your energy. So if you can shine your light and be genuinely you, people are going to notice because there's all that fakeness and then there's you just being you. And how cool is that? So in my example, and being in a very saturated industry myself, the two biggest things I hear in terms of my energy is genuine and authentic. And again, not bragging, but yes, I am proud because those are like really strong values of mine and something that I really do aim to invoke in everything that I do. It's something that's really important in my life. So obviously really important in my business. And so it really means a lot when people say that and give me that compliment. And it is something that I hear often. I really do think too that one of the biggest traits that people look for in who they work with, that honestly, I don't even know if they know they're looking for that, is genuineness, is people really just being genuine. And I do think, again, it comes from how much fakeness is now out there, that when you do spot someone being genuine, it feels very noticeable. And so when that happens and you feel that connection with someone in that way, it does make you feel that sense of trust and just, honestly, they just like you because of how genuine and authentic you're being. So this might be something for you to consider. Do you feel like, as of now, you are being your genuine, unique, authentic self with everything that you're putting out and everything that you're doing in your business? And whether you are or not, is there a way that you can be more genuine with what you put out into the world? And I think, to me, being more genuine means being less up in your head, at least when it comes to this. Letting less of what your mind, those stories your mind is making up and putting all these fears and doubts and worries in your head, being less about that and spending less energy and time coming from that place and more just being in you, in your spirit, in your energy, in your body, in your heart, and moving from that place and showing up as that person who is really embodying themselves. And this is obviously all in your energy. So I guess I'll wrap it up there, just giving you some things to think about. And again, final reminder about that first one, please, please, please put more of an effort into the words you're using in your business. I would love to help you with that. And right now I can help you for free in the Website That Works Masterclass. Head there, seanminor.com/webclass. And get registered or get on the waitlist if it's expired. It's happening for just a few more days. So get in on that while it's still around. And just also send me a message after you've listened to this. Head over to Instagram right now. Send me a DM and just let me know what you think about what you just heard and what we just chatted about. What do you think you can improve? What are you going to do as your next step to stand out in your industry? Where are you at with that? Let me know over on Instagram at Sean Minor over there. Send me a message. I love hearing from you guys. Thank you so, so much for listening. It means the world to me to have you checking out the show and have me in your earbuds as you're going about your day. Appreciate it so much. And until next time, take care. Hey, wait up before you go. Do you want to know the biggest reason why your business may not flow? Because it's not in alignment with your personality type. Building the right business for you means knowing your strengths, weaknesses, energetic expression, and what's most important to you so you can build your business accordingly. Before you spend one more minute working on your business, let's make sure it's the right business for you. I've created a fun 2-minute quiz to discover your flow business personality type. With the results of this quiz, you'll know exactly what to prioritize in your business so you can feel confident knowing you're building a business you love. Head over to seanminor.com/quiz right now to find out your flow business personality type. And once you find that out, hop over to Instagram and let me know what you discover. Again, that's seanminor.com/quiz. As always, the link is in the show notes.